9.1. Not only has the Hindu made no effort for the humanitarian cause of civilizing the savages, but the higher caste Hindus have deliberately prevented the lower castes who are within the pale of Hinduism from rising to the cultural level of the higher castes. I will give two instances. One of the Sonars and the other of the Pathare Prabhus. Both are communities quite well known in Maharashtra. Like the rest of the communities desiring to raise their status, these two communities were at one time endeavoring to adopt some of the ways and habits of the Brahmins. 9.2. The Sonars were styling themselves Daivadnya Brahmins and were wearing their dhotis with folds in them and using the word Namaskar for salutation. Both the folded way of wearing the dhoti and the Namaskar were special to the Brahmins. The Brahmins did not like this imitation and this attempt by Sonars to pass off as Brahmins. Under the authority of the Peshwas, the Brahmins successfully put down this attempt on the part of the Sonars to adopt the ways of the Brahmins. They even got the president of the councils of the East India Company settlement in Bombay to issue a prohibitory order against the Sonars residing in Bombay. 9.3. At one time, the Pathare Prabhus had widow remarriage as a custom of their caste. This custom of widow remarriage was later on looked upon as a mark of social inferiority by some members of the caste, especially because it was contrary to the custom prevalent among the Brahmins. With the object of raising the status of their community, some Pathare Prabhus sought to stop this practice of widow remarriage that was prevalent in their caste. The community was divided into two camps, one for and the other against the innovation. The Peshwas took the side of those in favor of widow remarriage and thus virtually prohibited the Pathare Prabhus from following the ways of the Brahmins. 9.4. The Hindus criticized the Mohammedans for having spread their religion by the use of the sword. They also ridiculed Christianity on the score of the Inquisition. But really speaking, who is better and more worthy of our respect? The Mohammedans and Christians who attempted to thrust down the throats of unwilling persons what they regarded as necessary for their salvation? Or the Hindu who would not spread the light, who would endeavor to keep others in darkness, who would not consent to share his intellectual and social inheritance with those who are ready and willing to make it part of their own makeup? I have no hesitation in saying that if the Mohammedan has been cruel, the Hindu has been mean, and meanness is worse than cruelty.